Moadim Nesimcha, the Shulchan Aruch in Sim Tafresh Samchet, based on the Gemara Masechet Sukkah on Daf Mem Zayin, says that on Shmini Atzeret in Chutz La'aretz, because it's Safek Shvi, Safek Shmini, meaning that in a classical sense there was a doubt whether this was the seventh day of Sukkot or whether it was actually Shmini Atzeret. So, Meitav Yatvinan Baruchei Lo Mvarachinan, that we sit in the Sukkah, but we don't actually say a bracha of Leishev Basukkah. And that's the way that the Achronim Paskin as well. Question comes up, though, what about a person, a tourist in Israel, who is keeping 2 days Yom Tov, but in Eretz Israel, the practice is obviously not to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. In fact, it's incorrect to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. Gets into a problem of Baal Tosef. And therefore, a person who's keeping 2 days Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael, should they sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeret or not? So Diane Weiss has a tshuva on this subject in Minchat Yitzchak, Chelek Tet, Simon Nun Dalad, where he says that you shouldn't eat in the Sukkah. And he gives two reasons for this. The first is quite straightforward, and he says that it's Davar Sheb Farhesya. Generally speaking, we say that even though you keep 2 days Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael, if you're a tourist. Nevertheless, things which are public about keeping 2 days, you don't do publicly. And there's actually a whole question about whether it's correct to have a second day Yom Tov minyan. But certainly in terms of sitting in the Sukkah, that's people, neighbours can see you going in, etc. So you should sit inside, so it shouldn't be a zilzul. It shouldn't be insulting to the Kedushat Yom Tov of Eretz Yisrael. The second reason that he gives is perhaps more interesting. He says that there's a machloket poskim actually as to whether or not tourists in Israel should keep 1 day or 2 days. It's true that the consensus of the Achronim is to keep 2 days, but the Chacham Tzvi very famously and also the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, they both held that you keep just 1 day Yom Tov. And even though we don't paskin like that, well, and he doesn't mention that Rav Kook also held like that, but Rav Kook also held like that, even though we don't paskin that way, we can factor that into the equation, combined with the fact, also interesting, he says that even in Chutz La'aretz, it's a machloket whether you sit in the Sukkah or not. Only Hasidim would say such a thing. Good Litvaks would say that, no, maskan of all the poskim is that you sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. But the practice of Hasidim is not to. Diane Weiss was of Hasidic association, at least. And it's interesting that he brings in these two minority opinions, the minority opinion that you only keep 1 day anyhow in Eretz Israel, and the minority opinion that you don't eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeret, even in Chutz La'aretz, and adds them into the equation to reach a conclusion that you don't eat in the Sukkah in Eretz Israel on Shmini Atzeret, even if you're keeping 2 days Yom Tov. That's also the way that Rav Shlomo Zalman paskened in Minchat Shlomo. There's a tshuva, however, of Rav Ovadia Yosef in Sefer Yechaveh Da'at, and he says, essentially, a tourist in Eretz Israel does need to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeret, unless he's with friends or relatives, whatever, and they're obviously all eating in the house, and therefore, so there shouldn't be two families in the one complex doing different things, and so it shouldn't be a tircha for your hosts, etc., etc. So then you can be makel and eat not in the sukkah, but otherwise you should eat in the sukkah. The question can also come up the other way round. What about an Israeli in Chutz La'aretz? Eating in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. So here the issue is that for an Israeli keeping just 1 day Yom Tov, there's an issur against them eating in the Sukkah. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that in Tafresh Samachet, that if in Eretz Yisrael on Shmini Atzeret or in Chutz La'aretz on Simchat Torah, person has got nowhere else to eat than the sukkah, then they have to make the sukkah pasul. They have to bring things into the sukkah to show that they're not observing it as sukkot. So what should an Israeli who's in Chutz La'aretz do on Shemini Atzeret? So it would seem that if they're by themselves, then they should certainly eat indoors. What if they're with they're staying with family or friends who are going to be eating in the sukkah? What should they do? So there's a Shari Tshuva in Siman Tav Resh Samachet, Se'if Katan Bet, where it says you should eat together with your hosts in the sukkah, but you should have a clear intention that you don't intend to be yotzei with this, or that you don't intend to fill any mitzvah sitting in the sukkah. Also, you should go out of the sukkah and eat something outside. Normally, you're not allowed to eat part of your meal outside of the sukkah, so go outside with a kazayat of bread and, you know, into the house and eat that inside while you're helping clear the table or something like that, and that would be the best way to do it. Ad kan.